on, you're heading right to a place where the devil roaming and evil soldiers don't play fair. You left alone with a purpose for you to groan, and you dread every single moment, cause not a soul will be saved. But living, he loved me, dying, he saved me. I wasn't worthy, what was he trying to change me? I couldn't see that the glory was all for Jesus instead. I broke his law and watched my life fall to pieces. Yup, typical man mentality of a lost soul. Living the fast life, I had to take a pause. But no, still living like no tomorrow. With everything going wrong, guess you could say that I lost hope and grew deep into the sin he was pierced for. Too blind to realize the precious signs of the dead cross. Arms stretched upon thorns he was impaling from, just to open up the walls from where the veil hung. What kind of man to be willing to take that pain, then turn around and save the very man that was nailing him? He broke my chains, gave me freedom in exchange for a beating. And that's the reason he's my God.
To remain with a view of life I thought I couldn't agree with, but this assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen created in me a clarity that there's a loving God who lives, who is intimately involved with all creation, who is holy, all good, and just, who is a spiritual deposit for the life of man. Truth says that there's a price for life, that we need to have sense and know that there is a cost to pay. Nothing is free, we need to count our blessings daily, hold on to the receipt of the payment that was paid. You see, Christ everything, to be forsaken by the Father after laying down his life daily, after taking upon the world's problems on his shoulders, only to be turned over to the hands of the enemy. What a traitor's kiss, plus an exchange of blood that was innocent. God canceled life's negative by forgiving sins. After
that's
doing
the
math,
reason
I can count it
my
up.
God, yeah.
That's the reason he